Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big
policy. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Clan used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit. But the time and show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame. And never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. Picture. I hope you see the big picture. Picture. I hope you see
they
the big
say a picture's
picture.
Worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture. Cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. Picture. I hope you see the big picture, picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right, welcome, peace, power, love, as usual, and greeting. This is the Panther Party Radio Network. Once again, Monday night, 7 p.m. This is the Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I hope that everyone can hear me okay. I am on the move. Y'all know what I do, but actually on the move, heading to Kansas, but putting on the show. The show must go on. I want to welcome my online listeners. I want to welcome my family from ActivateMedia.org, Activate Radio, my Boston Mass family, my brother Patrick Wilson, who brought me on board, and the show replays on Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Eastern. 8 p.m. Central, and so on. Thank my overseas family, India, Ireland, Philippines, Nigeria, Israel. I see y'all. Canada, and of course the United States. I appreciate all of you who listen from abroad and here in the States. Like I always say, I'm just a simple man trying to bring us together and wake us up and make us see what's really going on behind those curtains. You know, like I say, it's about seeing the big picture and not just what's in front of you, but what's all around you. Pay attention to what's going on in the Netherlands. the Netherlands are standing up and fighting for their rights, which makes me want to go on and throw in my catchphrase. As I always say, we need each other, and we really are about to be in some trying times where we are going to need each other. As every day passes, more and more lies are being uncovered, and people are being exposed to the truth. And like I've been saying as well, and I hope y'all starting to let this one sink in, there's more power in the people than there is people in power. I'm going to say that again. There's more power in the people than there is people in power. I've been saying that one for a minute as well, and I hope that one is sinking in. Pay attention to what's going on in the Netherlands. And that's why I say it's important to know and pay attention and look around, all around, and know what's going on globally, not just here in these God forbidden lands of America, because there's so much more going on, and I don't care where it is, as long as people look like you and I, of melanated complexion, we are targeted. We are excluded. We are expendable. And I also, to my online listeners, and also to my Activate Radio family, feel free to call in any Monday and be part of the live broadcast. You can call in as well. The call-in number is 914-205-5538. For any online listeners right now who would like to call in and be part of this show, be part of the discussion, you can call in and listen as well. And if you have a comment, remark, just anything, you can press the 1 to be heard. Like I say, this platform is for bringing like-minded people together and fixing what's wrong. First of all, recognizing what's wrong. Because the first thing that needs to happen is the recognition of what's wrong. And so many people flow with what's wrong. It's unrecognizable to most now. And we've got to understand the difference, you know, and that's why we stay caught up in the same web, because we ain't spinning our own web. Only the spider that spins the web that catches you knows how to move on it. Only the spider that spins the web that catches you knows how to maneuver on it. That's why we need to start building our own webs and, like I say, baking our own pies so we can cut it up and give it out how we want, building our own webs, our own territories, where we can maneuver within them and be safe and not have to worry about the government lies and the other lies and so many, you know, just the lies that this government consistently continues to give us, and none of them benefit us, and that's why I say it's important to pay attention now to what's really going on, because in so many places the truth is being found out, and once the truth is known, you can't cover it up with another lie. You can lie until that lie is discovered. And once that lie is discovered, it's dead. It don't matter how you try to make it true or bring it back to life, it's dead. And what's happening in a lot of these colonized countries, the lies are dying and the truth is being revealed. The truths are being shown. And what these colonizers now try to do is play the victim. But your time ain't now. But the time is coming. And the reason that we are always at odds is because of the guilt, the true guilt that you know, this system has, but is too prideful to atone for it, to apologize for it, to make it right, to make it just, to make it equal, to make it fair. And they lied, and upon one lie, 40 acres and a mule, one lie, first lie, third lie, second lie, emancipation, you're free, lie, just lies, 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 on top of lies, on top of more lies. And now, you know, you forget about what you really said. And this country has always lied and made treaties with numerous people and individuals and countries. And what do? After signing the treaty, lie, the little white lie, that's where it comes from, the little white lie. You know, the government does it. This government does it profusely. Just lie on top of lie, you know, and so many lies have started coming to light that this country now is in a shameful predicament, you know, kind of running duck type of situation, because once the lies are uncovered and once you have been exposed, yeah, for what you really are, well, there's no longer a fear factor. There's no longer the bully intimidation element that this country uses. And that's what this country does, just like we're seeing with Russia. And America is just waiting in the wings, but they're no better than Russia. They have done similar acts just like Russia. They dropped a whole bomb on Hiroshima. So what type of moral fortitude do they have to condemn Russia? And I'm not saying what Russia's doing is right, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is America has a big problem with trying to make everybody else act right, but it don't want to act right. America don't want to act right. America don't want to be truthful. America don't want to even own up to slavery. Don't even want CRT being taught, because critical race theory is not a theory. Critical race theory is a fact. Slavery happened. But this lying-ass country wants to try to cover that up. Now, what kind of, y'all know sometimes I get a little excited, but what kind of shit is that? When the whole world knows how you did melanated people, black people, most of whom were Indians, and already here. Yeah, already here. And y'all were killing them off like animals. And that's all that this government has been able to do, has been able to produce, is lies and violence. And violence and lies, they kind of go together. Because when you get the lying and somebody figure out your lie, you either have to admit to it or take care of that person and make sure they don't snitch you off. And this country got a well-known reputation for, snitching, not snitching people off, but bumping people off, keeping them in their place, letting them know who is in power, who is in control. So, leads me to my topic. The truth hurts and cuts very deep. And, you know, this country, like I was just going over a few instances, has never wanted to admit to its wrongs. The hypocrisy of this country is immeasurable. Yet, it always wants to play the Mr. Morality, we do it right in America role. And this country ain't great. I was rolling through Oklahoma earlier. And see, the problem is that, and I saw Keep America Great hat. Somebody had riding with it proudly in the back of their window looking like a jackass because this country ain't never been great. And I've said that several times. And I'll keep saying it because it's only what's true. And ain't nothing wrong with telling the truth of the matter. And this country has never been great. This country has never been close to great because this country has never practiced what's fair and what's just. This country has only practiced what works for keeping a certain people ahead and a certain class of people in a position. And that's all this country has ever done besides lying and violence. You know, you take, for instance, today, and rest in peace, MLK Jr. marks 55 years that this lying-ass government killed Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, and there was actually a trial and everything, and this government was found guilty of being complicit, and, you know, several more, but just ain't been the trial and all of that, but then, you know, that's how this system works. It's the same system that 67 years ago, come this August 28th, and they just decided to pass a bill, but, you know, the lynching and brutal beating of Emmett Till, and they just now passing the anti-lynching bill. But, I mean, too little too late. It took them 3 months to pass a bill to keep the Asians safe. And then are they really going to enforce this anti-lynching bill like they have been enforcing the anti-Asian hate crime bill? I mean, 67 years ago, this young boy, 14 years old, and then come to find out it was all a lie. So what does that really mean? This is what I'm saying about this system and the people of class and complexion that this system will work for. You know, and don't forget, they tried to kill Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife in that church, but they end up killing his mother. And I still say they was trying to kill Miss Coretta. But nonetheless, this country lies and violence And that's it. And that's all this country has ever really truly given the people. And us as melanated people, oh, we get it a whole lot more. And we are excluded a whole lot more. But people don't want to have those conversations. People don't want to understand the exclusion factor. People don't want to understand the factor of having a generation after generation of ancestors that were worked for free, never paid a wage, never given land, a home, nothing, but ass whoopings and mistreatment and lies and violence. And that's what this country has managed to give us. You know, and like I say, today, rest in peace, MLK. 55 years ago today, they set him up with the help of some of our own. And that has always been such a determining and contributing factor in the death of our leaders. You know, always having that sellout, always having that cool ass house nigga that won't master affection. And see, let me break it down. I don't care if you are a coon ass house nigga that won't master affection. You can have master affection, but don't kill your brother or set up your brother for that affection to try to put your shoes in where his shoes is at right now. And so many times we lose valuable people because of egotistical, coon-ass house niggas that won't master's affection. And see, that's the problem. And that is what needs to be corrected, because why do we consistently want to follow master? And master ain't never done nothing but been violent and untruthful. It ain't never gave us shit but some good old-fashioned ass-whoopings and mistreatment. And keep on allowing it. And that's why I always say we don't need a leader, because one of these coon-ass house Negroes who won't master lying-ass violent affection will set him up and have him murdered, just like they did 55 years ago with Martin Luther King Jr. And like I also said 67 years ago, come this August 28th, it'll make 67 years ago since them violent, out of control, killed a 14-year-old boy, and they just now signing the anti-lynching law that was asked for after his death. 67 years. So, what is our problem? because we already know the character. We already know how they behave, how they're going to treat us, how they want to treat us. Like I just told you, I'm rolling through Oklahoma about an hour and a half, 2 hours, about 2 hours ago. Yeah, and there's one of them Trumpers, one of them racists with a Keep America Great hat. And see, that's what's going to get a lot of them put in their place, because that arrogance only works on certain people. I'm not too fearful of man, and especially the recessive Caucasian. And mind you, it, like I've always said, it is going to take the bulk of them to fix racism, to talk to their uncles and aunts and grandmothers and grandfathers to erase and eradicate racism, because we didn't create it. And we can't, you cannot, what you cannot do is eliminate something that you did not create. See, there are things that we need to fix and we can fix within our community. But see, it takes wanting to fix it, wanting to change it. And see, ain't nothing changed since they killed Emmett Till 67 years ago. They still violent and untruthful. And I don't care about them signing an anti-lynching bill 67 damn years later. Damn America, and I've said it before, goddamn America. Because America has never given a damn about the people, and especially melanated people. And we work the hardest still today after all the lies and violence to try to rub elbows and be close to them and work with them and be involved with them, when we ain't never needed them. We've always been able to survive. We've always been able to get by. We are a resilient, resourceful, intellectual people who are learned. And why do you think the Most High put us here first? Because of that. Because he knew we were built to last. We're not built obedient. We're not outnumbered. We're out organized. I know y'all have seen and heard that. And like I said earlier, there's more power in the people than there is people in power. And we've got to really, really let that one sink in. And pay attention to what's happening in the Netherlands. When the truth is exposed and the lies are uncovered that these governments have perpetrated, it is time to stand up and correct what's wrong and stop going along with what's wrong because it fits your agenda. Or it allows you to behave in a fashion you would like to behave in, which is probably ungodly. And that is what is wrong with this society. It has become so wrapped up in self that it will do an ungodly act because it feels good, because it's what they want to do. We have taken man's law, man's lie, and been obedient, totally obedient to it. And a lot of us have taken on that characteristic of the beast, because this is the beast land. Don't get it twisted. And a lot of us have taken on that behavior, that characteristic. For example, the distraction that's going on now, and I'm not going to really go deep off into this one because I want to go deep off into my next one and my next couple as well. But I won't touch on this one, and then I'm going to take a quick break. But the distraction that's going on now, and like I say, we're starting to take on their behavior. And why do we feel so why are we so inclined to be violent with one another? Why is it that we cannot love and respect one another? Because, see, to me, it's like we have been so, some of us allow ourselves, I'm not going to say we, but some of us allow ourselves to become so indoctrinated in the ways of wrong because it feels good and it's so easy to do. And usually there are no consequences if you're the right person. But see, why is it that we choose to play into their game? Why is it that we choose to eliminate their need to disrespect us and abuse us and mistreat us and kill us when we're doing it as well? When we have become so indoctrinated within the lies and the violence that we treat ourselves as unworthy. We treat ourselves as invaluable. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. We need each other out here. We are valuable. We are important. And we can change the condition. And this distraction, the Will Smith, and like I say, I'm going to hit this for about 2 minutes and leave it alone, and I'm on to my next one because it's just a segue. You know, with the audacity. And see, this is my straight-up 2 minutes, and I'm moving on to my next subject about this. We were made to fight one another in the days of slavery. Black men were made to fight each other to the death. You know, I really don't like seeing the black-on-black violence. I don't care in what kind of form through our communities, walking up on a stage, disrespecting another man when you could have waited and done that in a proper manner and a proper place. Because you laughed at the joke at first. And then you looked over there and you saw your wife, your disrespectful-ass wife, who didn't like the joke. So you took it upon yourself to make an ass out of you. Because had I been Chris Rock, we would have went at it right there on that stage. Chris Rock was the bigger and better man in that situation. And like I say, this white supremacist system loves that because, yeah, we'll just disrespect it. Chris Rock, I ain't like Chris Rock no way. They, you know, I don't care how much money you got. You still a nigga in their eye. Classism really don't matter. Your money is not going to get you the same things that they money will. See, we don't understand that yet either. And we still, like I say though, try to high cap, high side, and high society with them instead of going back to your neighborhoods, to your places where you grew up, and buying up some land. There's so much land and commercial buildings out here now where all we've got enough black men and women in the industry where none of the neighborhoods that we reside in should be without. Because those same people who are rich and have made it come from within those neighborhoods for the most part. And yet and still these neighborhoods struggle. And I blame you churches too. Yeah, I said that. I blame your churches too on that. Because y'all behind that money so y'all can, and keeping y'all lips together so y'all can keep that 501c3, which is government attached, which is attached to lies and violence. And that's why I say these entertainment people are not on our level. They don't suffer how we do, and we got to get out of their world. That little bullshit that happened, okay, is over and done with, and I'm through with that. And I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back because I'm going to talk about we are gods. We need to understand the connections. And a couple of other things. But I see I have a caller. But if you are listening, like I say, I am on the move tonight. So forgive me if it takes me a minute. Once I'm going to wait and open the microphones after 8 o'clock. And anybody who wants to comment, because I want to get all my material out here, and then I want to just talk about what you heard. I mean, because just this country, like I say, the untruths, the hypocrisy is immeasurable, and they still try to play like they're such a moral, concerned, diplomatic, just, righteous country. When they are not, they are far from it. The facade that they still perpetrate agitates me because they are so far from perfect. They are so far from just. So, like I say, my topic tonight is the truth hurts and cuts very deep. I want to cover a few of the lies, like I said, that this country tells us and continues to do so daily. Like I say, the hypocrisy is immeasurable. So that's the subject matter. You are listening to the Counterparty Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Sirey Jr. And if you are listening online and would like to take part in this discussion, and it's going to get deep, I think. You're more than welcome to call in and listen. And like I say, the second hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines. The call-in number is 914-205. Well, if you would like to make a comment, you can press the 1 on the second hour. I'll probably take another break around that time. And after that break, if you want to get in, you fit in. You know, like I say, y'all all know how I do on this platform now. Call in number 914-205-5538. Take a quick break. Be right back.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you. We teach you to love the hair that God gave you. Here you way out in the middle of the ocean, can't swim, and you worried about someone that's in the bathtub and can't swim. We don't steal, we don't gamble, we don't lie, and we don't cheat. And that also deprives the government of revenue. Because you can't get into a whiskey bottle without getting past the government seal. You can't open a deck of cards without getting past the government seal. Here, the white man makes the whiskey and then puts you in jail for getting drunk. He sells you the cards and the dice and puts you in jail when he catches you using them. So he's against us because we fix it where he can't catch you anymore. We take the dice out of your hands and the cards out of your hands and the whiskey out of your head. The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. One of my favorite individuals, Brother Malcolm, who always kept it real. And I love that clip because, yeah, we need to protect the black woman. I love how they closed that little clip out because we need each other, the black man, the black woman, the black child. The black family needs to be rebuilt, needs to, like I'm saying, these are times where we need to be creating our own new normals, rebuilding the black culture so that we can move around amongst one another and be safe, so that we can take care of one another, so that we can provide what we need for one another. See, I want y'all to understand something. And I've touched on this numerous times before, in the past a few times. See, when I told y'all one day me and my cousin had the discussion about calling each other gods, and I'm like, we were the first here. We were the closest thing to the Most High. He put us here first for a reason. And we need to understand the connection and why people hate us so much. They hate us because they ain't us. I heard a comedian say that, and that's real. It's funny, but it's so real. And they hate us because they ain't us. They hate us because they, no matter what they do, can put themselves in the position to receive the bounty that is coming to the children of the Most High. And they want to be us. But see, they don't even have the ability to atone for the lies and the violence. And I'm going to keep on saying that because that's what this particular episode's about. And see, they have lied to us so much that they have convinced us that we are not who we truly are. And we are gods. We got put here for a reason. And like I said earlier, because we're resourceful, resilient, intellectual, we're builders, we're thinkers. And we have let this lying, untruthful, violent-ass white supremacist society trick us into believing that we're the violent ones, that we're the ones that need to be gotten rid of. Because just like Brother Malcolm said in that clip, who taught you to hate yourself? Lying-ass white supremacist system by using some to bring others down, and like I said earlier, by having them coon-ass house niggas working for master's affection. You see, that has always been a problem and continues to be a problem. And why do we still want to be included with a lying, violent-ass colonizer? And don't get me wrong, and I've made this disclaimer before because I've got white friends that hear my content and it doesn't bother them because they know it's not about them. And if it's not about you, don't get irritated. But if it irritates you a little bit, what I'm saying, it's supposed to, because the truth hurts and it cuts very deep. And I'm trying to cut you to the bone tonight to make you look at your lying, untruthful, violent tendencies. And I wouldn't want to be associated with it either. I'd be trying to hide it too if that were the characteristics of my ancestors. I'd be ashamed of it too. But you can't hide the truth. See, you can lie about it for a while, but you can't hide it. And like I say, we have let them convince us that we are not the gods and the goddesses that we are, that we are not the Most High's chosen people. See, we, like I say, need to get back to our own culture, the way that we do things, the way that we were brought up, and now that we are learning so much truth of the matter, we need to take those truths and make them work to our advantage. We need to call them out on their lies. And they ain't really got to atone. Because, see, what's understood don't need to be explained. And everybody know about karma, and you reap what you sow. And see, the thing about this white supremacist lying as violent society, it is, has never really had to pay consequences for what it has done to us on a systematic measure. The killing of Martin Luther King 55 years ago today, no one was punished for that. No one paid for that. 67 years ago, come August 28th, Emmett Till's killers had a trial and took 4 hours, I think they said, for the jury to decide, and that's because they took a soda pop break. So, see, the thing is, they have never had the consequence presented to them because they have always been the ones in control of a lying, violent-ass society. And if you call them out on something, you might be missing next week. And that's what a moral, righteous system does. Like I said, this country has never been great, never will be great, because it doesn't even have the ability to atone. It doesn't even have the ability to apologize. But see, what I'm trying to get through to you all right now and what I'm saying is we need to understand the connections of who we are. And if we truly understand the connections of who we are, we'll stop killing each other. We'll start loving one another in the proper way. See, we'll start understanding that all we've ever needed was each other. And we've been pushing each other away, trying to fit in to their world. Their world is not for us. And we are the creators. We are the intellectual ones who taught them hell. We taught their ancestors. And their ancestors just had the power and violent tendency to take it, steal it, like they done everything that they ever came in contact with. I don't care where they landed, where they showed up, they always violently took it. It wasn't about sharing. It wasn't about being equal. It wasn't about being moral, just, no. We want it all. And now that they have it all, they still want it all. How can you have it all and still want it all? See, that's greed. That's greed to the 10th power. When you have control of the land and everything in it, but you still want more. You still want it all. And you're not trying to, well, they'll be fair with anybody except us. Pay attention. They're letting Ukrainians and Afghanistanians into this country right now and setting them up. But they don't never have nothing for us. You say something about reparations, oh, well, we don't have no money or nothing. The lies. And then we continue to be at the barrel of the gun. Not just by our own, like I spoke on earlier, but by the white supremacist policing, slave catching, slave patrolling system. And we have let them, like I say, take us out of our true character. And black men, we need to come back together as black men and run our communities. Black women, I'm not saying submit to any man. I'm saying submit to the man that is submittable to, if that's a word, who is worthy of submission. I'll say it that way. But man, respect that woman as long as she is respectful to you. And that is what we have to start learning to do, respect and appreciate one another and start treating each other like the gods and goddesses we are. And then our children will see us being loving to one another, and they will know what it is about when they get out here in this world. And we've got to start giving them the tools, the proper tools to take their positions. Because, see, we are the masters of this earth. And this earth was given to us and nobody else. And we have just given it to the evil ones. We've given it away. And we've let them try to take on our characteristics. They're not empathetic enough, though. They're not sympathetic enough, compassionate enough to be us. You know? They're too greedy to be us. And when you ain't never had nothing, no history, no religion, no nothing, everything that you built your nation upon is based upon somebody else's theology, the way somebody else did something, yeah, that's pure ignorance. You don't even have the intellect to create a nation. But you take everything and you want to be the moral compass, and you're of a unrighteous character. The devil don't love nobody. The devil don't even love himself, you know? And like I say, we've got to understand who we are, connect to your true inner spirit. Because, see, we really don't need a religion to connect with the Most High. The connection is there. He's in us. You understand? And that's why I say, black man, we have got to take our position and stop feeling defeated. I love you, Queen Kia, my sister, for giving me that. And we've got to get out of that defeated mind state. We have got to start taking our places as men. Because that's what we are. We were the first man here to put footprints in the dirt, to look up in the sky and see it rain, the sunshine, the moon rise. We were the first to see that. We're the gods of this earth. And he put us here first for a reason. See, we have never tapped into our true selves and who we truly are, and the powers that are within us. Why do you think they try to keep us so separate as a people? Because some of them know the power that we possess if we come together. And supernatural things have happened and can happen. The power that we possess can truly change things. And if we truly tap into the powers that we possess, you may surprise yourself as well as others. And that's why they work so hard to keep the black man and the black woman separate, because in our lives, the black man, the black woman, the black family was thriving. We as black people were very connected because we're a social people. And they took that ability away from us to be social amongst our own because they separated us from our own. And that, it was a way and a means of gaining control. All things are done for a reason. And see, they paid the Hispanics that were separated at the border in Texas $450,000. But they ain't got no money for reparations. The lies, the violence. When the Haitians were at the border, they were trying to run them over with horses and whipping them with whips. Why? Because them Haitians are a melanated people. Those Haitians are people who look like you and me over here. You understand? So we have got to respect each other in the proper way and know who we are and understand who we are, and make the connections and understand the connections. And that's why we're truly hated. They have tried to do, they talked about us, about our big lips, big wide nostril, coon, monkey, but, you know, now they want to look like us. Now they fattening their lips and trying to fatten their asses. But see, death comes to all of us, but, and we all have a price to pay. And see, the thing is, you can never be what you were not intended to be. And no matter how hard some of us try, some will never be able to be different. And that's why there are so few of them who are willing to give up that privilege and actually speak out against white supremacy, racism. But there are some, and I know some, and I consider them my brother, because anybody that's willing to speak out against it is on the right side. See, because like I said many times, it's really not about white and black. It's about right and wrong. And some people, even us, want to continue to do what's wrong just because it's the easy thing to do and it fits my lifestyle. So damn you and how you feel, and damn the right thing. And it's sad that we have so many people who think with that mentality, who don't care about doing what's right. Just go right along with doing what's wrong, no matter what type of price there is to pay. So, I just want you to understand that, that we are just, I mean, look at what they did at in Katrina. And just think back, Hurricane Katrina and all the displaced black people, they don't care about us. And see, we need each other. I've met a numerous people in Dallas that were from New Orleans, Baton Rouge area since Katrina. You know, and that displaced a lot of people. And don't forget, I remember reading stories about how some of those militias were riding around down there just killing black people, innocent black people. And I believe that. And down there in them swamps, them alligators could eat them bodies up, and nobody never know. Nobody never know. There were children that were taken and that were never heard from again. I just read these stories back when this happened. I'm hoping that those children were found. I never really reinvestigated it, but it is sad that we still try to fit in this system, you know. And now that same land that they bombed, and I say yes, flooded it to get that, to get the black people out of there. Now they're trying to make lakefront casinos and stuff like that down there. And I delivered some lime rock down there. Matter of fact, a couple of times, probably about 2 years, year and a half. Yeah, about a year and a half after it had happened, and there were still rail cars underwater. There were still certain streets you couldn't go down. And I saw a bunch of suited, hard hat Cajuns walking around, scoping things out. So yeah, that's get them black people out of there so we can make some lakefront casino hotel properties down through there. And that's what they're doing. And I saw it, didn't know what they were doing, but I knew that black people wasn't going to be able to go back there. They don't care about pushing people out. They don't care about, this country has always been about violence and lies. Violence and lies. And they don't mind breaking up families. They built this country on separating families. It's violence and lies. And they say that this is a great country. Yeah. My ass. Okay. I see it is 8 o'clock. I'm going to take another quick break, and I see I have some callers, and I'm sure that they want to jump in, and they know the routine. When you get ready to speak, you can hit that one button, and I will graciously open up your mic. And I'm going to take a quick break, and once I come back from the break, if you callers would like to jump in, like I say, you know I've been doing this and how I do it. You are listening to the Panther Party Radio Network. This is The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr., and I'm talking about The Truth Hurts and Cuts Very Deep, you know, just covering a few of the lies that this country tells us and continues to do so daily, just the hypocrisy of this country, and it's immeasurable, and they try to condemn other countries, and they done more foul shit than anybody. But we all know the history. We all know the history by now. If you don't, you better get your head in some books and some documentaries. The information is out there. So, yeah, I'm going to take a break. And after this break, I'm going to open up mics. We'll be right back. Oh, and if you're listening online, call in number 914-205-5538. Press the 1 you want to get in, or you can just listen. Be right back.
Why does this loom to be such an explosive political year? Because this is the year of politics. This is the year when all of the white politicians are going to come into the Negro community. You never see them until election time. You can't find them until election time. They're going to come in with false promises. And as they make these false promises, they're going to feed our frustrations. And this will only serve to make matters worse. I'm no politician. I'm not even a student of politics. I'm not a Republican, nor a Democrat, nor an American. And got sense enough to know it. I'm one of the 22 million black victims of the Democrats. One of the 22 million black victims of the Republicans, and one of the 22 million black victims of Americanism. And when I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat or a Republican. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy. You and I have never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. When we open our eyes today and look around America, we see America not through the eyes of someone who has enjoyed the fruits of Americanism. We see America through the eyes of someone who has been the victim of Americanism. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare. We haven't benefited from America's democracy. We've only suffered from America's hypocrisy. And the generation that's coming up now can see it and are not afraid to say it. If you go to jail, so what? If you're black, you were born in jail. If you black, you were born in jail. In the North as well as the South. Stop talking about the South. Long as you south of the Canadian border, you're South. Don't call Governor Wallace a Dixie governor. Romney is a Dixie governor. Two million black victims of Americanism are waking up, and they're gaining a new political consciousness, becoming politically mature. And as they develop this political maturity, they're able to see the recent trends in these political elections. They see that the whites are so evenly divided that every time they vote, the race is so close they have to go back and count the votes all over again. And which means that any block
Any minority that has a block of votes that stick together is in a strategic position. Either way you go, that's who gets it. You're in a position to determine who go to the White House and who stay in the doghouse. You're the one who has that power. You can keep Johnson in Washington, D.C., or you can send him back to his Texas cotton patch. You're the one who sent Kennedy to Washington. You're the one who put the present Democratic administration in Washington, D.C. The whites were evenly divided. It was the fact that you threw 80% of your votes behind the Democrats that put the Democrats in the White House. When you see this, you can see that the Negro vote is the key factor. And despite the fact that you are in a position to be the determining factor, what do you get out of it? The Democrats have been in Washington, D.C. only because of the Negro vote. They've been down there 4 years. And all other legislation they wanted to bring up, they brought it up and gotten it out of the way, and now they bring up you. And now they bring up you. You put them first, and they put you last. Because you're a chump. A political chump.
All right, welcome back. I wanted to end that clip right there. I love, that's another clip I love, because he laid down a lot of truths in that clip, and it really resonates with a lot of what I've said tonight. The lies, the violence that this goddamned America keeps perpetrating, but wants to be the moral compass, and it ain't nowhere close to being righteous or doing nothing right as damn self. Nothing except the lies and the damn violence. It can manage to keep that coming any and every damn day, all day, every day. The only virus that they ain't tried to vaccinate is racism. That's the virus that they let just thrive and mutate and keep right on growing and growing, killing and murdering and lying and lying. Yeah, because the two of them go together, lies and violence, like I said, because you tell enough lies, somebody going to figure one of them out, and then when you feel like they going to snitch your ass out, you got to go get them. That's America. That's America. And that's what's going on with America right now. The lies and the violence. I told you, the truth hurts. And it cut deep. And I'm trying to cut you to the bone tonight, America. Look at yourself. Look at your hypocritical ass. And what have you done right? What have you done right by the people? What have you done right by the melanated people? First and foremost, you give to everybody else except us. You let refugees in and you give to them, but you still refuse to give to us. I told y'all pay attention to what's happening in the Netherlands. It's time for these unjust governments to be brought down. It's more power in the people than there is people in power. Let me throw that in there one more time to make sure you heard me. There's more power in the people than there is people in power. The government need us. We don't need this damn crooked-ass government. Just like we as melanated people don't need nothing to do with them. They've always needed us. We can separate and do our own thing at any given time. We just have to stop believing in their lies and stop being defeated by their violence. Like my queen, Sister Kia, love you, Sister Kia, always said, and she brought that to the table. She said it, and I still say it today because, yeah, it made sense. And sometimes it may be that feeling of defeatedness. And just feeling like we can't. when we ain't never even tried to see if we can. See, that's where the problem lies. We got to see if we can first before we start doubting ourselves. Try it before you doubt. And then if you still don't doubt yourself, if you don't get it, keep on trying until you get it. See, and that's like my sister Kia said, and there's so many ways that you can break that down, just feeling defeated mentally, physically, you know, just completely defeated to where you feel like you can't win no matter what you do when you ain't even tried to win. See, and that's the thing. We got to try first. You know, we got to give ourselves a chance. And that's something that we've failed to do. We failed to even give ourselves a chance, you know. And if we don't give ourselves a chance, we're not giving our children a chance. We're not giving our grandchildren a chance. We're not giving our future a chance because we feel defeated by their lies and their damn violence. And we are, like I said, that I've been saying because I'm just not scared to say the truth anymore. We are the superior one. We are, just like I said a minute ago, gods and goddesses, and we have to behave as such. And see, like I say, when my sister Kia was on my show that day and I said, we are in a fearful state, and she came back and said, no, I think we just feel defeated. It made better sense because I'm really not scared. But for the most part, we have all been convinced that we need to be scared, that we need to fear the inferior. Yeah, I said it. And there's no need for us to be fearful of what's inferior. And as far as that goes, I really, truly am not fearful. But I can understand some people, for the majority, being fearful just because of the tactics used, like this pandemic. You know, it's mighty strange to me that I want y'all to think back to when Biden first got in office. And then he was blaming everybody that hadn't gotten the vaccine for keeping the vaccine, for keeping the virus spread. But you don't hear him talking about that now. And I was saying, they done stuck enough people now to where they don't, you know, they not pushing it as much. Because I've always felt like within that stick, there it was. They got you. You know, how does 324 people who done got stuck end up on a ship and all of them get the pandemic? And I've always said, yeah, that's how they gonna give it to people, and then they stuck enough people now to keep it moving, to keep it around, circulating. Because you don't hear them really, you know, harping on it now. Then they keep coming up with these different variants. And that's people playing with this now. And I'm not, you know, yeah, there's people playing with this. They're trying to find that chemical, they're trying to hook it up where when it'll start killing us, when more of us, and I mean us us, black people, if it starts killing more of us, they'll stop playing with it as much. But see, the ultimate goal is black extinction because they know about black superiority. We don't. And we are I'm just saying what I say because I want to motivate us to our higher element, to that higher elevation, to where we know that we don't need them They need us, and we need to come to the realization of that. Put aside their lies and their violence. And black man, my brothers, it is time for us to be the true kings, the true leaders, the true warriors that we are. Get our queens off of this front line. Protect and provide the type of individual protection and protection collectively that our women, children, families need. Because, like I always say, we need each other out here. And we are true. I've been saying this for months. And the time is now. We're about to truly see how much we need each other. Like I say, this pandemic was to keep us separate, was to keep us in fear of death. Death's coming. Listen to me. We all got to face death. I'm through being scared to live. And see, that's why I say it's time for us to learn how to move together, create our own new normals so that we can be safe amongst ourselves. We can protect ourselves. We can do for ourselves. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't feel me. And it's past time. It is past time, and we sit back and we watch everybody else build, grow. See, and when you build and grow your own, you're not really worried about what a system is doing, and especially when it's a system that ain't never done a damn thing for you anyways. Seems like you would be in a damn rush to do something for yourself. And why aren't we in a rush to do something for ourselves? Because we know we ain't got no help except ourselves. We all we got. And we out here doing what? Running around, shooting each other up, killing each other up in Dallas just this weekend. A field meet, for those who don't know, is a meeting in a field, pretty much, where people just gather around. Some people pull in their barbecue pits, barbecue, play music, play cards, domino, they party. Just this weekend in Dallas, Texas, field meet going on. And somebody takes it upon themselves to run out into the woods in the darkness where cowards usually do things, where cowards always do things in the dark, under, not, you know, away from the light, under the, yeah, you know, in the cover of darkness, how the devil dance. Yeah, but anyway, long story short, devils come in black too. But somebody runs out in the woods and starts shooting into the crowd, killing people. Then I heard about a shooting in Sacramento, I think, another shooting in Sacramento. Just you know, we have started doing the work of the devil. See, the devil don't want us here. So if you killing your own brother, you doing the devil's work. I'm telling you straight up. And not only that, you are of no use to your people. You a coward. You're useless. You know, why do we take it upon ourselves to do the work of white supremacy and eliminate one another? And I spoke on that earlier, and I'm not going to get back on it, but we've got to do better than that. And then, like I say, we've got to let, we have let this system convince us that we are not the gods and goddesses that we are. Look. I want y'all to look at something. They've been talking about Tiger Woods coming back, maybe playing in this little next tournament. You know, they look forward to stuff like that. You know, like when them Williams girls took over tennis, like the little Dolls girl took over gymnastics. Anything that we get in, we run it. The little Osaka girl, they thought that they was fixing to get to take the status of tennis back, the little Japanese sister. And yeah, I say sister because her daddy is one of us, so she one of us. But here she come, because see, when we touch things, we got that Midas touch. Yeah, damn it. When they say that, we who they talking about. Because every damn thing we touch, we take it to another level. It turned to gold. We take shit to places where when we start doing it, can't nobody else mess with it because they don't have the intellectual aspect or power. Or the or if it's something physical, we take it to another level because they damn sure are not on a level with us physically. Not at all. And that's why I say we are not outnumbered. We're out organized. That's all. We have and possess the power that we need. We just don't use it. We don't use it. And they do. And they use it in an evil way. See, all we really want is for them to leave us the hell alone and let us live. But they refuse to do that. And when our ancestors were setting up shop, doing what? Trying to get them to leave us alone. We were trying to set up shop, get them to leave us alone. But they just couldn't leave us alone because some of our people who had nothing started having more than them, and they couldn't stand it. So they would run through them towns and burn them down and all they could do and steal and loot because they wanted what our ancestors had accumulated. So don't tell me what we can't do. Because, I've said before, our ancestors have laid the blueprint, several blueprints of what we just haven't practiced it in these days and times of now. Like I say, we have got to start creating our own new norms, our own culture, recreating the village, that village that we all grew up in, that village that was safe, wasn't no drive-bys, play out in the front yard and be safe. You know, everybody was looking out for one another. Wasn't no real harsh internal problems within the community. Everybody had family for the most part back in the village. Mom and daddy was there, raising the kids. Pecking order was correct. The father was the leader, provider, protector. The mother was the teacher, the nurturer. The teacher, the nurturer, the supporter. And see, we got to get back to what we know and stop trying to do things the way they gave them to us. Because that's not the way we move. We ain't never moved like they move. We get and still, for the most part, want to hobnob, want to rub elbows. You know, I don't give a damn about fitting in with the devil, y'all. I don't give a damn about fitting in with the devil, y'all. I don't give a damn about fitting into this white supremacist system. And I keep saying the best thing for us to do is build our own system within it, networking, taking care of each other, providing for one another, getting out of this lying-ass, violent system, protecting one another, black man, black woman. Stop cutting each other's throats. Oh, I get so tired of seeing us cutting each other's throats. You know, we do each other, we talk about we want a relationship, a marriage, we want this, we want that, and then you get somebody that's worthy. And I'm not saying no Rudy Poo, somebody that is not trying to do the right thing, but we have got to learn how to be more forgiving of one another, and we've also got to start giving each other the benefit of the doubt. We need each other. Don't nobody else need us right now but us. And like I say, as these days continue to pass, we're going to start seeing how much we need each other. It's time for us to start buying land together collectively, you know, starting to do things where we can break away from this system, starting our own businesses. And there are so many opportunities right now within this pandemic to where there are opportunities for new businesses, because you have to start thinking about the new normals and what's going to be needed and find something that you can monetize, find something that can be yours, that you can split and divide, and keep your ideas to yourself. Don't let nobody steal them, but somebody will. And we've got to, like I say, we've got to start thinking our own and working and building our own and leaving something for our youth. That should be priority one. And giving them the truth. But see, when our young people start getting the truth, they'll get off that internet when they learn that they gods and they goddesses, and they really do possess a power within that surpasses others, an intellect, a superiority within that surpasses others. We are blessed to have melanation, an element, melanin, found in space, found in the stars, and in all that right there. You hear me? So, who's special? Who need who? See, they trying to figure us out. How we get that melanin? How did we get that element that's only found in space, and why we didn't get it? Why they got it? Why is it that we can't get our hair to grow up and be still and point like a crown? Like I'm trying to grow my little crown out since I can still grow my head. I told my barber, I said, since I'm 52, I said, just start giving me a little trim up. I'm going to let my crown grow back out. Yeah, because that's who we are as melanated people. See, a lot of people, like I said earlier, hate us because they ain't us. They want to be us. They want to look like us. They talked about our nose, our lips, and our black women's asses. But they used to make them puffed out dresses in the back. For those of you who didn't know, that was done to try to make the white woman's ass look a little fuller. Because the white man liked that. With his freaky, barbaric, anyway. But, yeah, that was why the dresses were made in that fashion, for those of you who did not know, to try to, make the white woman's body look fuller. But they hate us. But they hate us, you know. They wanted their little white babies to be strong like little black, they didn't mind letting that baby suck a black titty. But they hate us. See, the lies, just the straight lies and the violence, you know. Like I say, why they want our milk? Because they know them little melanated, them little brown babies. Little brown babies is full body. They can hold their heads up. We need to be giving them that nigger milk. But they don't like us. They hate us. Whoop a nigger, pull a nigger apart, cut a nigger nuts off. Anything they do to a nigger. A lot of things they did. Violent. Lying. The white lies. And it's catching up with them. You know, like I say, today marks 55 years that they killed MLK. You know, and have yet to atone for that. You know, like I say, it just there was never any consequence for their actions, and they're allowed to do as they will. You know, and there's a reason. You know, this land is theirs. It's the devil's land. It's the devil's land. It's what it is. You know, so I'm not surprised by it. I'm just a little aggravated. That's all. You know, a little upset that we haven't changed the condition yet. You know, we still rolling with the lies. We need to get with the self-defense. We can stop the violence. And if we start doing the right thing with each other, we can eliminate the problem without even paying them any attention. And just pay attention and be ready to defend what we build. Because we ain't never needed them. We ain't never needed them, boss. And see, like I say, I ain't one of them old coon-ass house niggas that's trying to win master's affection. Damn master's affection. Because on some real shit, master ain't got no affection. The devil don't love nobody. Hell, they don't love theyself. Hell, they went to war with each other for power. You got a whole damn society built for you. You so damn greedy, you fight each other because you want it all. Fighting for the control of the niggas. Because that's what the Civil War was about. It wasn't about nothing else. Yeah, the North wanted control so they could get some of that free labor, too, so they could come up. Yeah, that's free labor. That's what they hated the South, because the South had the niggas done whooped the niggas into submission so much and lied to them. Yeah, the North wanted some of that, too. That's all that was. That's what they was fighting for, because I guarantee the North had won. Slavery would have kept right on going. Would have kept right on going, just like it did in the South. They just started trying to do it in a little incognito. But Jim Crow and all the other segregative and erroneous ass laws that they came up with after slavery was so-called ended. Yeah, to keep people that look like you and me working for free. Vagrancy laws and shit like that, you know. And then, like I say, when our ancestors did take nothing and turn it into something, they burn it down and destroy it. Damn devils. And then lie and say it was, and they eat the white girl. That damn devil in the blue dress has always been an instigator and has always been in the forefront of many black men's demise and the burning of many black towns. So I'm to a point like, when are we going to understand and start putting the truth in their face? Ain't nothing wrong. See, they hate the truth. Like I say, the CRT that they want, they don't want them. And like I said earlier, shit, because if I was them, I'd be embarrassed too. I'd be ashamed too. I wouldn't want to be connected to no history of mistreating people, especially the way they missed their ancestors mistreated people. And we all understand that they had nothing to do with it, but they still benefit from it. And they still don't want to be equal and just. And that is where the problem lies. That's where the problem lies. So, yeah, like I say, I want to cut them tonight. Deep, America, because you a hypocrite. You can't point the finger at nobody. You ain't righteous. You ain't just. You ain't done the people who helped build this country no good. And then you allow people to come over here to this country and you give them something that still deny us. So that's why I say to us, my brothers and sisters, my people, damn trying to gain masses affection. Gain your brothers affection. Gain your sisters affection. Gain your neighborhoods affection. It's time for us to do us. See, we know what needs to be done. We just not doing it. Damn it, it's time to do it. It's time to walk different, talk different, act different, do different. We always say them catchphrases, when we know better, we do better. And well, we knowing better. We knowing better now. We ain't doing better now. See, we, like I say, we need to think for us. It ain't nothing wrong with being selfish for one another. It ain't nothing wrong with us doing for one another. And so many times, when we begin to do for one another and we actually begin to progress, we will allow an outsider to tell us that we're being racist, we're being prejudiced. No, we're just being self-motivated. We're just being determined to do. We're just building something that can last to see tomorrow. And see, that's why we have not been able to progress. We have not been able to build because we allow a people who don't want to see us progress tell us that we can't. And see, that's where we fail. We ain't just built this nation. We built nations everywhere we went. Our ancestors were nation builders, farmers, doctors, lawyers, mathematicians, scientists, astrologists, all of this, surgeons. First brain, first open heart surgery. Who? So many things we did still exist and provide this society, provide for this society that we are not credited with. So who needs who? Like I said in a few shows before, I heard an elder say, the thief is never smarter than the one he's stealing from. And we ain't never stole nothing from nobody. So we ain't talking about us. Oh, let me see. I got 10 minutes left. I got a hand up. Let me open up your mic, 3736. I'm really rolling tonight. I've been talking so much, my mouth is a little dry. So your mic is open, 3736. I got about 11 minutes.
I'm not going to take that long. Only thing I want to say is I want to give, brother, if you have not spoken tonight, you have spoken. I mean, everybody who's listening, and I do mean everybody, ought to walk away tonight with a whole different aspect. I mean, just have risen from the dead. If they were asleep, they ought not be asleep no more. Because you said
thank you,
that. Queen. And we have been waiting. I mean, the sister, we talk. And we're on there. We're right there with you. But to hear a brother cover everything that you have said tonight, I just want you to know that the queens have heard you. And we are proud of you tonight. How long have, and I'm saying our group, because there's other kings out there who talk, but we can't get to them. But for you to be in our circle, or we to be in each other's circle, to hear someone talk to the magnitude that you have spoken tonight, I myself want to say thank you. Thank you for speaking out tonight.
You're welcome.
And may you continue to grow. May you continue to be stronger. Listen to the ancestors. And I'm telling you, we are tired to rise up. So again, I say thank you. It's nothing else to be said. Period. What you said tonight, period. That's it. Rise up. Rise up, mighty people. Rise up. It's time for us to take our stand because we are grand. Period. That's all I got to say tonight. You did that.
Thank you, Queen. I'm humble.
I'm feeling, baby. Yes, you did that. We crown you. Baby, wear your crown. Grow your crown. We are what? Yes, sir. You said that. And that's it. I ain't gonna say no more. You did that.
Yeah, that's thank you, Queen. Thank you. I'm humbled. Sometimes I get to saying things, and I sometimes say things, and I hear them, and it's things that I need to hear myself as well, you know, because I'm still a work in progress too. And when I'm talking to the people, I'm kind of talking to myself as well, because I got to, you know, we got to keep ourselves motivated in this fight, because that's what we in. And we've got to really understand that we are literally in a fight for our lives, in a fight for the lives of our children, our grandchildren. And we not fighting. We ain't through a punch yet. You know, we ain't got in the ring yet. And
yes.
It's time to get in the ring. It's time to
that's right.
Look,
that's
the truth
right.
motivates me, because
if I'm
saying something wrong, I'm going to sit down and shut up and duck my tail. But when I know that I am telling the truth and I done saw it for myself, I'm one of these. Like my granddaddy always told me, when I know I am accountable, and that accountability, I have to tell others. And when it's the truth, I want them to know it. Okay, I see I got another hand up. And I'm like this. If you one of them fake people, stay away from me. If you one of them selfish people, stay away from me, because, see, I'm on something else. My spirit is submitted to the Most High. And see, the Most High wants us to win. He don't want just one person to win. He wants us all to win. And see, I'm ready to win. And enough of us are not ready to win. And we got to get
that's
ready
right.
to win.
We
and in
go
order
with
to win,
ready.
And Because in order to win, you got to be willing and ready to fight. 4823, your microphone is open.
Hey, brother, I just wanted to say you didn't need no guests on here tonight, and we really didn't have to talk because you carried it all. But since you did invite us in, I am going to say you're right. But I'm going to say this, though. I got proof. I saw proof that the battle is actually already won. We won the battle. We just got to go ahead and walk the walk and do what we're supposed to do. They ain't got much fight left. They really never had any in the first place. But I'm just saying, you can tell by the way that you're on fire, something has shifted, you know, for all of us. So
yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that you ain't need no help tonight. You really didn't. You just did you, and that's what we all need to do.
Yes, thanks. And we proud of
that.
You
both.
We really are. We are. Yeah, we really are. Yeah.
Thank you both. Thank you both. I appreciate that. I'm humble. Like I say, sometimes I say things that I need to hear myself, you know. I don't put myself on a pedestal above anybody because, you know, who am I to look down on somebody I'm supposed to be helping up? See, and that's the way we got to start looking at it, you know, because a lot of us get to a certain position and we start looking down on people and we stop trying to help them up because we scared they might get more than we got. See, if I make a million, I want some of my friends to make a million too. I don't want to be up there by myself. You know, hey, the more the merrier. We got to get out of that selfish mind state. We've turned into the enemy. And we can't turn into the enemy, and we got to start fighting amongst one another. We got to start reaching back out to our youth. Our youth need us, and, hey, we need our youth. They going to be the ones that have to look over us. We getting to that age where ain't going to be able to get out there and do too much physical. You understand me? And we going to have somebody, and we need to get them young minds back focused and back community oriented, and stop sending them to Uncle Sam damn army and keep them in the army where they need to be, the army that's going to benefit them and theirs. See, because we got warriors out there. We got warriors out there. They need direction. They need our guidance. They got the wisdom. We got the weaker, wiser generation right now. We need to grab that, corral that, and give them guidance with that knowledge. Because, see, they're going to be able, everything we do, we master. So just know that our grandchildren, our children, we all got that mastery in us, that intellect in us. It's in us. And we can't help it that we got that swag that everybody want. When we walking down the street, it just look good. When your hair flowing just right, you queens got it propped up just right. You know what I'm saying? You put that dress on, it's hitting just right, boop, bap, bap. They envy that. They want that. They want that. They can't have it. They can't be us. You know, they killing themselves trying to gain our look. We ain't trying to look like them. Some of us are, but for the most part, no. We loving us. You know, we can stay out in the sun. The sun even love us. You know what I mean? When nature starts turning on you, you know you a demon. When nature start turning on you.
Oh, yeah.
See? So we got to, just like I say, start understanding who we are, because we are the ones. We are the ones. You know?
We are the children of the
storm.
We're the children of the storm.
Exactly.
Yes.
I want us to understand that. That's why we are so disliked. That's why. You know, older I get, the more sense it makes to me. See, and that's why they're so focused on our children. They don't want them to know who they are because, see, if they can discover who they are at a young age and all this truth coming out, and if they can start discovering who they are and really start doing us and not trying to emulate the devil, we won't have nothing else to worry about. And that's why they so focused on our youth and keeping them occupied with this TikTok and all this other shit that's not beneficial. You know, keeps them acting a fool for the camera. It's not beneficial. And then if I say, like I said, nothing wrong with entertaining, but create your own platforms where you can be in control. See, because that's what we have always managed to do. Let them take our intellect, our knowledge, our words, our thoughts, our creations, and they monetize them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in control of
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have got to get on the economic mindset for real, and we've got to really, unfortunately, until we can get in control, we've got to teach our children how to function in this capitalistic society and how to get ahead and how to be a boss
mm-hmm.
and how to give out the applications and not fill out the applications.
All right, now.
So I got like 2 minutes, and I think I'm going to close on that. I appreciate y'all calling in and listening. Y'all could have jumped in, though. I know I was on a roll. Sometimes it hit my spirit, and like I say, I don't know what's coming out. But
you don't have to apologize or nothing. You are good. You are good. We be too apologetic sometimes, but no, you did what you were supposed to do tonight, and somebody heard you other than us. I know they did, and I know they're going to walk away with a new direction. I know they are. Yes. Sir,
oh, really?
That's
why I do it. That's why I do it. But
tune
I appreciate everybody. Yeah, I appreciate everybody that called in. Everybody that listened online, all my overseas listeners, Boston Mass listeners who will get it Friday. This has been a good one. I was on a roll. When I came up with this subject yesterday, it hit me, and I knew that today was the 55-year anniversary of MLK's death, and that's just, you know, just these lies and the half-truths and the violence that we've suffered and never been compensated for and never even been really considered as equal, you know, and it's just bothersome that you know, a country that claims to have so much and claims to be so democratic and is the most hypocritical nation in the world, you know. So, yeah, tonight I just wanted to, you know, tell a little bit of truth. Because the truth hurts and it cuts real deep. So I appreciate y'all once again listening. Like I said, this has been the Panther Party Radio Network. This has been another episode of The Big Picture with Melvin Seary Jr. I appreciate you listening. And like I always say in closing, it is time to plan, organize, and unify, because we all have a key. I'm out.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, because everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, because ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture. I hope you see the big picture. I hope you see the big
policy. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Plan used to rally downtown in my city. And you wonder why the race relationship so shitty? Show no pity. That's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city. It's all over the TV. Martin Luther King. I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him left in 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent a hit, but the time and show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame and never take no wooden nickels when they all
homie,
change.
I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free.
I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
the day of pictures worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the Tech 9 and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with them trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Bree told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stunt. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.